We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Thank you, Dave. And quickly, we go to the phone lines to talk to the governor of the great state of Louisiana, John Bel Edwards. Good morning, Governor. How are you?
You know, Tommy, I'm doing great. I want to thank you for the opportunity to be with you and your listeners this morning.
Well, I appreciate your time. And I'll tell you what, as impressive as being the governor of Louisiana is, I think being a graduate of West Point is even more impressive than that. And I always like to bring that up. The takeaway, Governor, from the veto override session.
Well, at the end of the day, the legislature, by the requisite vote, agreed that the 28 vetoes that I issued in the regular session were in the best interest of our state. And I'm gratified by that. And unfortunately, it took a lot of attention away from all the wonderful things that were done in the session, where we funded higher education the best in 15 years. We gave our teachers another pay raise. We passed historic tax reform measures that are going to be before the voters this fall in terms of constitutional amendments, and did so many wonderful things with the American Rescue Plan funding for water and sewer and broadband and so forth, and nobody's talking about that. And also, because of the override session, people aren't focused the way that they should be on this current COVID surge, which is clearly the fourth major surge that we've had here in Louisiana. All 50 states are increasing cases and hospitalizations and so forth. But at the end of the day, obviously no governor wants vetoes overridden. The things that I did, I firmly believe were in the state's best interest, and I stand by my vetoes.
When it comes to COVID, how concerned are you looking ahead to the number of, we're fourth from the bottom with vaccinations? And Governor, how do you change people's minds if they're dead set against it?
Well, you know, you just give them the best information that you have. Let me tell you where we are. We have added 13,771 cases this week. That does not, I'm not talking about since Monday. That doesn't count today. We've added 350 COVID patients to the hospital, and I'm quite certain that when the number comes out today, we will have more than 1,000 COVID patients in the hospital. We were at 240 just about 4 weeks ago. And the vaccination rate is the biggest thing that's causing us to do as poorly as we are. Right now, we've got about 40% of our state with at least one shot, and that's just nowhere near where it needs to be. And when you think that well over 90%, best number I have is 94% of our hospitalized COVID patients are unvaccinated. And on the other end of the spectrum, if you remember, in the first months of the pandemic, the congregant settings, nursing homes and jails and prisons, that's where we were having the largest numbers. Because we have the highest percentage of people vaccinated there, we have virtually no COVID cases right now among our nursing home residents. And I say that because it makes it very clear. These are safe and effective vaccines, and literally, if you choose not to be vaccinated, you really run the risk of not just contracting COVID, but having a very serious case and dying. And it is sad because, you know, a year ago, we didn't have this tool at our disposal, and we all were longing for the vaccine that would be the thing that would end the pandemic. Well, now we have it. And like I said, 94% of what's happening in our hospitals and our deaths right now are preventable. And so we're going to keep talking to the people. And quite frankly, Tommy, I know this. I probably have limited ability to reach people who are still hesitant, and I get that. I understand it. But we're asking people to go consult with their doctors because those are the most trusted sources of information. So go to your healthcare professional and ask your questions. But please don't get your information from unreliable sources on the internet and Facebook pages and all of that sort of stuff, because that is causing a lot of people to be hesitant for all the wrong reasons.
I mentioned you being a West Point graduate, and I think you think strategically as a result of that. It seems as though to me maybe the politics are starting to be removed from this, and now I guess the next step, Governor, would be education?
Yeah, and look, I'm very gratified to see that we have a growing number of people, prominent Republicans, for example, who are outspoken now about the fact that they've been vaccinated, other people should be vaccinated, that these are safe and effective, and it's really the only way to end the pandemic and continue on this overall path back towards normalcy. I think we've started to see a different tone coming out of Fox News and Sean Hannity. And you know, whatever the consideration is that caused that shift in tone and messaging, I'm happy about it, and hopefully this will help us to reach more people and get them to just open their minds for a little bit and consider you know, all of the relevant information out there, and you know, but I don't, you know, Tommy, this is one of the things that's been hardest for me to understand the whole time. I don't know how anything like a pandemic ever takes on a partisan edge to it. I mean, that virus doesn't know or care whether you're a Republican, Democrat, or independent. And you know, if you go to the hospital because you have COVID, the only thing they can treat you with are therapeutics that are approved by the FDA under an emergency use authorization, because we don't have really good therapeutics. And so you might as well take the vaccine that is also under an emergency use authorization. There's been 350 million shots given in the United States. They've tracked this vaccine through clinical trials, and now through 350 million shots. They know what they're looking at. I mean, these are safe and effective, and I am gratified that it appears that the conversation is starting to, I think, be more honest and more consistent regardless of political party.
I know you're going to have a news conference later on today. We'll carry it live here on WWL at 3 o'clock. As it relates to vaccines, availability, mm-hmm. locations, distribution, et cetera, are you comfortable that there are enough outlets for that? And obviously, I guess there is enough vaccine for everybody that wants it.
Oh, I can assure you, yes. The answer is absolutely yes. We have over 1,400 locations today where people can get vaccinated. And it is before you, when we first rolled this out, you had to schedule an appointment and wait and go in at your appointed time. You can go in and be vaccinated today very easily. And if you are homebound, you can call the hotline number. And we will come and administer to your home. If you've got a church group, if you've got a fair or a festival, if you've got a place of employment, any gathering where you have people that want to be vaccinated, you call us. We will make the arrangements and come out and do that. And in terms of the doses, we're only ordering a small percentage of the vaccine that is available to us every week now, because we don't want to order more than we need, because that needs to go to states that are actually administering more. It doesn't do us any good to have vaccines sitting on the shelf in Louisiana and reaching their the expiration dates. The easiest thing for people to do, Tommy, is call 211, and you can find out when and where you can get vaccinated. They'll put you in contact with folks. Just call 211. And I'm encouraging the people of Louisiana to do this. And this surge is very real. And part of the problem, I think, is we talked about the UK variant before. We talked about the Brazilian variant and the South African variant. And they were all variants, and they were all very concerning. This one, we absolutely know, is much more easily transmitted. And we also now know that the viral load of the average COVID patient, the positive case, is many, many times higher as a result of the Delta variant than other variants. And so that means that they're likely to be sicker, but that's why they can transmit it so much easier as well. So this particular variant is the real deal. That's what we're seeing here. All 50 states now have increasing cases, but we're one of the handful that are having the worst surge in the country.
Thank you, Governor. Pleasure as always. I know you're busy, and we'll be listening this afternoon at 3.
Tommy, thank you so much, and God bless.
You too, sir. Have a great day. 8:17, quick break, coming back, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.